whether to read this or not.
Okay, Mr. Baker, we have Brick Hotel at noon or so? Okay. Eric Bodenweiser, please.
Did I know what he's going to talk about?
Hi, my name's Eric Bodenweiser. Thank you for this opportunity to address the council. I delivered this morning a proposed resolution I have in a cover letter, and I just want to talk about it. And you guys just put away a pretty controversial issue, and here I'm going to bring up another one, but thanks for giving me the opportunity to bring it up.
We try to limit this portion of the agenda to 3 minutes per person.
Go. Please consider passing a resolution showing this council is against building casinos in Sussex County. In my opinion, the people that are considering building casinos in this county must realize they do not stand much of a chance getting them passed by this council, so they've chosen to go the route of getting annexed into adjacent towns for their permits. They, like I, realize this council has high morals and integrity, and this council is not thrilled with the idea of bringing gambling into our county. We all realize that if this council passes this proposed resolution, it cannot stop the casinos from being built here, just as the resolution that was passed by the Indian River School Board District back on September 22, 2009, cannot stop casinos from being built. However, that resolution caused quite a controversy and may have even changed the mind of a certain senator. At least that is what I am told. This resolution includes reasons why we should not allow casinos in Sussex County. Whether you can all agree on the reasons makes no difference. If you were to pass a simple resolution that says that Sussex County does not support and is not in favor of gambling casinos being built within Sussex County, it would have a tremendous effect on the legislators in Dover as to how our Sussex County leaders feel about expanding gambling into our county. This might be your only chance to stop it. Please do what you can to keep the stumbling block of gambling from being laid in front of our citizens. Show us you're willing to do what you can to stand up against the expansion of gambling into our county. We're proud to have you as our leaders. And thank you for your consideration. If there's anything else that you'd like, if there's anything you want to ask me, that's fine. I could read this resolution into the record if you wanted.
Why don't you do that?
Good, thank you. The Sussex County Council proposed resolution, casino resolution. Whereas there are plans and proposals to build casinos in Sussex County, Delaware. Whereas the council does not feel that casinos are an appropriate way for our state to collect revenue from its citizens. Whereas the council feels it is the council's duty to protect its citizens from potential gambling addictions and dangerous activities that are associated with gambling casinos and to provide an environment conducive to keeping our families strong. Whereas the council does not feel gambling casinos fit in with the culture of Sussex County and do not want the future of Sussex County to become a destination for gambling along with its problems. Whereas the council feels gambling will not add to the county's economy, but instead be detrimental to it. Whereas legalized gambling results in increased crime, the council will not invite the increased tax burden of extra law enforcement. Whereas any service jobs created by the casino have never and will never outweigh the negative effects that gambling addictions have on individuals and families. Whereas the Indian River School District Board of Education has passed a similar resolution of casino non-support. Be it hereby resolved that the Sussex County Council does not support and is not in favor of gambling casinos being built within Sussex County, Delaware.
Thank you. Your time is up. Mr. Cole, I believe, does have a comment.
I'll just make a comment to you. You reference addiction quite a bit, and we can't deal with addiction issues and social issues usually because we don't have those kind of agencies at the county level. But what we do is we do land use, and a couple weeks ago I actually had a conversation here. I don't know if you heard about it, but because it wasn't on any agenda, it was just under additional business, that if we as Sussex County, because I've heard talk about, you know, gambling as a way to, you know, help us with our economic problems here in the state of Delaware, and there are some Sussex County legislators who seem to support some of this. So anyway, I said that we ought to possibly look to a separate zoning category. Years ago, we took, I believe, amusements, right, Lawrence, and kind of moved them out of a general category and put them off into something special. I think we ought to do the same thing with racinos, casinos, you know, gambling type of operations, and maybe it might encompass some other type of uses because There's infrastructure issues that we deal with, traffic, you know, water, sewer, et cetera, et cetera. So we have addressed that, and from a land use perspective, and I don't think we're qualified to, you know, venture into the addiction areas and those and make, you know, and really actually take positions on that, because we don't, unless Lawrence knows something about addiction that we're not familiar with. Okay. But that's basically, I think, where we're, or my approach is, and I don't know if any of the other councilmen think we ought to be doing anything else, but that was a step to try to address this coming to Sussex County through okay. land use.
It's not intended to be a debate or anything. Mr. Wilson?
George, wouldn't that bring in a lot more traffic around that school, make it more hazard for those kids? What, couldn't we take a stand on that?
If we had an application in front of us with that was near a school, yes.
Yeah, what's near a school?
That's what I just said. We deal with it through a land use issue.
They're going to take the road out. They're going to make it so the buses have to come around the back.
I understand all that.
Make it more traffic.
But we haven't got any application in front of us, Sam,
location. This is a real traffic problem compared to what we just floated down, compared to the other traffic problem.
Thank you, Mr. Bodenweiser. As I mentioned last week, council requires, or protocol requires, that we have a consensus if we task our staff to do something. You have presented a resolution. If an individual council member would like this to be considered, they could, but that may be for another day. Is there anything else?
I still have.
Yes, Mr. Cole, that's right.
I got a letter, I've been mulling this over, but. It's got to do with our engineering department and our Millville expansion district connection fees. And the engineering department sent the individual a bill, and I talked to him over the phone a couple times, and he felt that they were excessive, the fees, et cetera, et cetera. And I believe we've been assessing fees of this nature for many, many years in our sewer district. How many years have we been charging charging for EDU per EDUs and connection fees for since
fees probably about
20 some years. Okay, so he's discussed it. I'll read a letter a little bit. I had discussed the excessive fees for this service with you last fall. Your response at the time was that there was no way to measure actual water usage, and this is in Millville, and I don't believe this gentleman's not on a central water system. He's on a well. And he said, and as his comment was, which given Tidewater Utilities connections in our area is not accurate. Well, but his particular property is not. It's on a well, and I've been told that by Mike Izzo and our staff that trying to, you know, get water usage, we'd have to put meters on wells, and then we'd have to have people to read the meters, and you want to talk about costs going up and stuff, and we've done everything we can to keep costs down, and we felt that just a flat EDU, right? Charge would be appropriate. So we've been doing it for 20 years. So anyway, so charging three times what a residential unit across the street would cost. Well, that's because he's a commercial site, and I think they calculate it differently. But he got three EDUs. And further, we do not connect. If we don't connect, we're going to be under a penalty. We all know that. So he's sending me a check for 70. It was made out to Sussex County Council, fortunately.
Hand it over.
Anyway, for the permit, since he has no choice in this financial rape on this part of Sussex County Council. You're screwing the businesses for sewer in favor of the residential homes, who are the real users anyway. I realize that a mere $7,245 to you as a government bigwig doesn't mean squat, but it does to a small business struggling in a difficult environment. So I've got the check, but as I looked at the letter from our engineering department, currently in Millville, new construction, and that's, I believe, it's residential or commercial, per EDU is $5,669. So this is, you know, connection charges or EDU charges or help. Dave, what do they do? What we collect them because they help.
They impact the system, the future impact.
They help for the future growth at our plant or outfall and all that stuff. Right, okay. And it says that the rate that we charge him is applicable to homes and businesses. So a home gets charged the same amount for an EDU as a business?
No, there are formulas. Well, it depends. There are okay. formulas. The rate is, the connection fee rate is a flat rate set
right.
at
it's
budget
same.
Time.
All right.
However, there's formulas in the ordinances that require so many for a restaurant, such a square footage.
Okay. Does anybody feel that then this individual has been unduly picked
we'll
on?
We'll be glad to take a look at it.
Well, yeah. I think our staff went out there and actually reduced They did reduce some, his if I recall in the letter here, it says they've done an audit, a field check of the property, and removing the office space. So they even removed some of it to reduce it down for him. So I just feel that the that we are not picking on anybody. We're not picking on small businesses. I think we are very pro-business here in Sussex County. I know that when we add sewer service to an area, it brings up the whole area. And I know I paid for my EDU, you know, in locations I own, and I believe
that's
that he has been unfairly raped by this council. So I'll pass down the money, darn it.
Pass out this way.
Oh, wrong way. But Mike, you don't have any comments, or it was Dr. Hattier from Millville claims that we've been unduly harsh on his small business.
Well, I will tell you, most of the businesses in the Millville area, a lot of them were having trouble with their septics, and they were very receptive to sewer being in the area. Also, if you had to go in and install a new septic system for a commercial business, it would be significantly higher.
Yes, very high.
And now with redevelopment,
try to work with
right.
them.
If Mr. Hattier wanted to take down his current rancher that was a residential home converted to office space and build something, he has now three EDUs that he doesn't have to pay for in the future, right?
If that covers the payment for three EDUs, which
it does. No. He was existing. He's only paying $2,300 because he was existing as an O3.
But he's
paying for three.
For three.
3.15.
He's got three EDUs.
But he's getting it at $2,300, which was the rate, and we're honoring that now.
Right, we're still
back in 03 existing as the district came on.
Right.
And it certainly has an impact on the system as everybody connects.
Right. But if he redevelops that property, there's three, and he say he wants five EDUs, there's three EDUs that he's already paid for. But the two additional EDUs at this time would have been $5,000. May in the future be even more because you adjust those rates every year?
Yes.
At budget time,
absolutely.
Correct?
Absolutely. They go
okay.
up with
So I just want to let
prices.
Everybody know that if they hear from Beachview Health Associates that we have dealt with them, I think, appropriately, and I appreciate him recognizing me as a big wig.
We have a brief executive session.
I have one brief comment, if I may.
Okay, Ms. Deaver.
Not about your wig. I've been asked a number of times why those checks are made out to Sussex County Council, why they can't be made out to the Sussex County Sewer District or something of that nature.
Well, they could
some
be,
people
but
think that we do get the money.
The buck stops
well,
here.
Personally. I know the names on the actual checking accounts where they get deposited are Sussex County Council expansion fees or Sussex County Council general fund, and I think that's probably
a little strange.
I think we have so many different accounts. I think we try to segregate the money.
Uh-huh.
I think if we use just Sussex County Council, then if it goes in the general fund, we can deposit in the general fund. If it goes water and sewer operations and maintenance or expansion
okay.
fees,
so
or
it gives
whatever.
You flexible.
So we can try to put it in the right pot. And,
okay.
Flexibility.
Well, they're just okay.
So, as opposed to having all these different accounts, we've got one, and we can distribute it where it needs to go.
I'll entertain a motion to recess to a land or executive session for land acquisition. Not recess, but go into, please.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say
aye.
Aye.
Aye.